We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, everybody. Coming to you from the state capitol, it's Maria Boynton. I am at the state capitol with Megan Gordon Kane. Tell everybody who you're with.
I'm with Feminist Women's Health Center. We're a local independent abortion provider and reproductive justice center nonprofit. We've been doing healthcare and advocacy work in Atlanta since the 70s.
It's the abortion bill that talks about once a heartbeat is detected in a pregnant woman, that then an abortion would no longer be allowed. Where have you all been standing on this issue?
We are vehemently opposed to the bill and have been working really hard to stop it since it was introduced.
Why?
There are a million reasons why this bill is a terrible idea. So, first of all, like the obvious argument of just people's rights and bodily autonomy, that we at Feminists believe that no one is going to know your own life better than you, right? And so, like, when it comes to making decisions about whether you need to continue a pregnancy, whether you're ready to become a parent, and what makes sense for you in terms of handling a pregnancy and how you grow your family, you are going to be the person who is going to know how to handle that more than anyone else. And so you should be the one making that decision, not the government. Now, aside from that, just deeply rooted values approach, there are a lot of other reasons why this would be a terrible idea. Largely, the bill drives OBGYNs out of the state in a way that we really cannot afford right now.
So why do you say it drives OBGYNs out of the state?
So the bill penalizes the practice, right? Because if there's a... if we ban abortion at 6 weeks, which is before most people even know they're pregnant, by the way, so this is almost going to function as an almost complete abortion ban, then that means the government is always going to be constantly looking over the shoulder of OBGYNs to make sure that they're not doing illegal abortions. The bill has exceptions for rape, for incest, when the pregnancy is what's called medically futile, which means just when there's no chance of like a birth of a baby that could live, or when the mother's health or life is at risk. That means that every time a physician performs an abortion under one of those exceptions, and the government is going to be looking over their shoulder going, was this woman sick enough for you to justify this abortion? Did you make the right call? Did you read that ultrasound right? Was this really such a severe case that there was no chance of a living baby being born here? Like that is going to be the environment that OBGYNs are going to be practicing in, where the government is constantly going to be looking over their shoulders, second guessing their judgment with risks of really serious penalties. And we can't afford that as a state. Half of Georgia counties have no OBGYNs. We have one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the state. And of course, for Black women, that's like, I think 5 times higher than for white women, but don't quote me on that, but it is significantly higher. We have one of the highest infant mortality rates. So we already cannot be affording for doctors to leave. And at the committee hearing last week, residents made it very clear that they don't want to stay and practice in a state where their practice is going to be criminalized in this way. That practicing OBGYNs have said that they don't want to work in an environment where they cannot practice to their full scope of their abilities. And this also raises serious questions about whether Georgia medical schools will be able to continue to produce OBGYNs who can be licensed, because the ability to perform an abortion is a necessary skill for licensure. Even if someone has zero intention of ever doing that in their practice, they still need to do it, still need to learn it for their licensure, just like I had to learn property law to pass my bar exam, and I'm never going to do that ever again. I hate it. It's the same thing. But if this practice is so strictly banned in the state that people cannot train, like trainees, in how to do it, how are they going to get the skills they need to be licensed?
What do you say in reference to Roe versus Wade? I mean, of course, you have many health professionals, journals, things of that nature, saying this is totally against Roe v. Wade. So what are we doing here in the state of Georgia?
We are deliberately passing an unconstitutional law, deliberately spending probably millions of taxpayer dollars to fight this in court because folks who oppose abortion access, and we've been seeing this in other states too, folks who oppose abortion access are trying to pass unconstitutional laws on purpose with the hope of working their way up to the Supreme Court and giving the court a chance to redo Roe v. Wade, which is spending millions of taxpayer dollars, and there is fairly little chance of success. Every time a court has reached on a abortion ban like this, and I don't just mean a six-week ban, anything pre-viability. Viability is just the medical term for when a fetus could survive outside the mother. Anytime courts have ruled on the merits of a pre-viability ban, they have struck them down. So it seems like they're taking a long shot and potentially wasting millions of taxpayer dollars in hopes of getting the political outcome that they want from the court. If the 2016 election taught us nothing, it's that anyone in politics who thinks they know what's going to happen is wrong. I don't make predictions. I know that we are going to fight this until the governor signs it, and then we're going to keep fighting in the courts. So I'm not, I'm truly neither optimistic nor pessimistic. I just know that we are never going to stop fighting this.
Megan Gordon-Kane with the Feminist Women's Health Center. We're at the state capitol. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for talking to me. It's been great.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.